If it's Monday, it is Annie Dugan this morning, and we're going to need Annie Dugan, I suspect, more than ever over the next few weeks, as perhaps folks find themselves having a staycation that they did not plan for. And boy, if there's one thing that was valued in my family, it was learning how to entertain yourself. Do they still teach kids how to entertain themselves, Annie?
You know, kids find ways. Boredom is a wonderful motivator for us, small and large. And I think now more than ever, we're realizing the importance of art. I am actually a silver lining to this craziness is that I get to throw my syllabus out of the window and start afresh and really say, what exactly is, let's get to the core of the role of art in our lives. What is it that makes us human? And the arts is a huge, important, wonderful part of that.
Annie? Hello? Annie?
Oh, my goodness.
There, you're back.
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here.
You disappeared for a minute.
I don't want to disappear. I am here 100%. And I was saying the role of art now more than ever is so important in our lives. And there are some really wonderful ways of accessing it, even if we can't go out and enjoy it with each other, because I think that's a huge part of the arts. And artists are really struggling and trying to figure out how to move forward without public events. So the first thing I want to say before I talk about all the amazing things that you can enjoy with arts during this time, I want to say those artists out there, go to Springboard for the Arts. It's an organization that serves all of Minnesota. Springboard for the Arts has a page dedicated to artists during the time of the coronavirus. So they have things like their personal emergency relief fund, where they're doing grants of $500 for folks who have had openings that have been canceled or shows that have been canceled. They have a site for Minnesota Lawyers for the Arts. So for artists whose contracts have been canceled and need to have their contracts reviewed if they were canceled under unethical circumstances. They have a webinar going on today at 5 o'clock for specifically for artists. It might be a really nice way to connect with other artists virtually or online. So it's a webinar of artists in the time of global pandemic. So there's a huge list. There's a community-sourced list. There's a list that Springboard has done on all the different artists' resources that are out there, because I think a lot of folks are feeling really uncertain and scared for their economic well-being. And then for those of us who are looking for some distractions that may have planned to go out and enjoy an artist talk at the Duluth Art Institute, or we had planned on going to, you know, some other place, there are resources. There's plenty of resources online. There's 12 museums. There's way more than 12, but Lisa sent me a lovely link that had 12 museums that did virtual tours. So, like, you can walk up the ramp at the Guggenheim. The Met has really in-depth. Go to, think of a city that you've always wanted to visit and look at their museum, and they will have some really wonderful resources. Amy Rice is an artist in the Twin Cities who's released her images as coloring pages that you can print out and enjoy. There's some really important things locally. So there's a hashtag going around, Support Duluth Artists. And so search that hashtag and you will find some really wonderful Duluth-specific artists that are putting their stuff out online for folks to enjoy. Mike Schultz is a filmmaker, and he's done the Squiff Film Festival, Self-Quarantine International Film Festival. And he's curated a bunch of links that have local connections. Do yourself a favor and go back and read all of Crystal Lawler's arts writing. Prove, which is an amazingly super important gallery space in our community, is doing a virtual tour of WTF, the feminist show. WDSE has some really great programming. You can go old school and pick up a Chris Monroe book and read to your kid and support a local artist that way. You can follow local artists online. Naomi Christensen has an amazing Instagram page. Sarah Brocky has an Instagram page that's really fun. So do yourself a favor and drown out or balance out all of these coronavirus news links that you're looking on Facebook and Instagram, and look at some art to balance that out. And the number one important thing that I'm going to say to you, Lisa, and all of you who are listening, is go outside. Take all these scraps of paper that you have laying about in your house, staple them together, take a really rudimentary writing equipment. It doesn't have to be a fancy notebook or a fancy drawing tablet. Go outside, find a tree, look at it really closely, and start drawing it. There's nothing. John Pastor is an artist in our community who has the clevermoose.com. He's written a bunch of books. He's a naturalist, and there is nothing better for calming the mind than looking at nature and drawing it. So that is my bottom line for you and everybody else, Lisa.
I think that is a marvelous idea. You know, something else we've also talked about in the past are how a lot of art exhibits galleries and museums, rather, are making a bunch of artwork available for folks to enjoy royalty-free. And another thing that you could consider doing is to sit down with yourself or your kids, find some artists that you like, and make yourself a slideshow for your computer or your TV of the best pictures you like, the pictures that really seem to excite you or entertain you, or if maybe it's nature photography or something that kind of calm you, whatever it might be. But do a little bit of noodling around for pictures that speak to you somehow, and maybe make yourself up a brand new screensaver so you've got something, again, that's a little bit curated, that isn't tugging at you. Do this, panic about this.
Sure.
Of making your eyes happy.
Yes. Well, if you have to be on the computer, I would actually say too, there are some wonderful free online, if you're going to be educating yourself about the virus, which is important, you can also do it about art history. Coursera is a online open source learning platform that has some really excellent. Their Museum of Modern Art in New York has an online modern art history course through Coursera that's really wonderful. So take that opportunity now to, go back to school a little bit and enjoy learning about how artists have dealt with moments in history, and maybe we can learn a little bit from that.
When just recently I took a little trip, and I was in an airport, and my flight was delayed, and I went to the guy at the bookstore. An airport, by the way, is the coolest place on the planet because it's nothing but bookstores and chocolate places and coffee shops.
You can just get stuck in the airport.
If there were more dogs, I could absolutely be that person who lives in the airport. So I went and I bought a book, and I said to the person, I said, "Well, my flight has been delayed. I really owe it to myself to have this book." And he was not surprisingly in complete agreement. So if you find yourself at home, and maybe this is not what you had planned, perhaps you owe yourself that online course that you've been thinking about, whether it's a free
exactly.
course or whether it's something that you've been putting off, "Oh, I don't have time." Well, now you might have the time. So maybe you owe yourself. I know there are some marvelous courses that are available. Of course, they cost money, but they're just amazing. And you can learn cool stuff. And if that really makes your brain happy, just something to think about.
Absolutely. Well, Coursera is free. And then because you said it, I will give a book recommendation. If folks are wanting a arts-related book that is completely, going to sort of release them from, or connect them to humanity and life, Terry Tempest Williams is a writer who writes about spirituality, and she made a pilgrimage to the Prado in Spain, specifically to spend a month, I believe, with the Hieronymus Bosch's Garden of Earthly Delights. And the book is called Leap, L-E-A-P. And it's just amazing to read her diving into this piece and taking, you know, just little bits and chunks and seeing how someone can look at a piece and where it takes them. I think it's a good exercise to help you think about how to look really closely and let looking at art release you and connect you with these larger questions of humanity.
I have the sense that if I said to my therapist, I'm going to take a month on go and look at the artwork of Hieronymus Bosch, she would instantly call and say, we need a med adjustment here. Hieronymus Bosch is kind of disturbing stuff. I mean, it's very PG-13 into R.
Definitely into R.
Yeah.
In a lovely way. Yeah.
Okay.
He goes there, and sometimes not shying away from things is what you got to do.
Well, this is obviously a discussion for a podcast episode or something, so we'll continue this at some point. Annie, thanks a million for joining us, and I have to say, of course, you're all cheerful because you're sitting out there surrounded by art resources and more healthy food than you can shake a stick at. So,
and a big old greenhouse, so if folks want to stay 9 feet away from me, come on out.
Thanks a million, Annie. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Lisa.
Annie Dugan, our host for Where's Art, every Monday right here on KUMD.